Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, nice Chicago there. There you go, Dan. Dom Giordano Show, big issues, big guests, particularly at big moments. Let's add to that. Big issues, big guests, big moments. Senator Pat Toomey faced one of the biggest, and here in Pennsylvania, I don't know if it's double figures or not yet, of various county Republican groups have censured or something along those lines. The state committee is supposed to meet sometime, I guess by Zoom, and hash this out. Let's bring in Senator Pat Toomey with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for coming on. So let's start with, and I think I don't know if we ever talked about this prior to the deliberations, the actual trial. How did you arrive at the idea, the first threshold, that this was constitutional, given the number of other Republicans who didn't see it that way, legal experts we had, who think there's something wrong with the president already out of office to pursue it? What led you to say, nope, yeah, that's constitutional?
Yeah, it's a good question. And there are arguments on both sides, but I do think by far the stronger arguments are on the side that it is constitutional. So here's a way to, that I think about this. This is one of the, I think, more powerful facts, and that's the text of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5 says, and I quote, "The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment," end quote. Okay, so that establishes that the House gets to decide whether to impeach, right? Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 says, and I quote, "The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments." Now, there's no doubt that the House impeached President Trump. In fact, impeached him while he was still president for offenses that they allege he committed as president. And as I just read, the Constitution says the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. They don't. It doesn't say all impeachments for people still in office. And in fact, we know that in the past, the Senate has had trials, impeachment trials, for people who were no longer in office. Famously, the Secretary of War, Belknap, is one such example.
One distinguishing there, though, not an elected official, too. That has no weight with you that the guy was the Secretary of War and appointee.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says, all right, that says we should treat that differently, in my view. And I would also point out that at the time the Constitution was being written, there were impeachments happening, including back in the UK, including in states, I should say colonies, I guess, at the time still. No, they were states, right? This is the Constitution, mm-hmm, not right, the Declaration of Independence. And it was quite common to have the impeachment occur after a person was out of office. In fact, in some cases, the elected officer wanted that to happen as a way to clear their name. So, but I think the word impeachment to the founders who were writing this implied a trial that could occur before or after. But the actual language itself, as I say, that power to try all impeachments, that's pretty direct. And right, I think that was pretty persuasive.
All right. So that's over that threshold. Now, we've had on countless people, and you know, whether or not people believe, and arguably some of the stuff the president said could be seen post the election as reckless, to see someone to be convicted of inciting the crowd, it's just not going to happen. There's nobody that I respect or anything I see in law that would do that. Is that what you arrived at, that he incited the crowd, even though his language was couched during that? You're intuiting that that's the natural occurrence, and they would go there and do what they did, I guess.
So, you know, I think when deciding whether the president was guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, as the impeachment conviction requires, you have to look at the context. And I think it's important to look at what the president did after the election. First, he pursued every legitimate legal way to challenge results. He did 61 lawsuits, I think is what it was. Every one of them rejected the claims that he was making about how he had won the election and it was all being stolen. He got recounts where he could. The recounts confirmed the first counts. And after he went through all of the legal options, he started with legally dubious options, like pressuring state legislatures to overturn election results, pressuring the Secretary of State of Georgia to find enough votes to reverse the outcome. Some of those things may or may not be illegal. Actually, they're being investigated, but they were certainly dubious. But I think the culmination of this was completely unacceptable, Dom, and that was when the president decided very consciously to host this rally, to be the central player in this rally that was scheduled to occur very intentionally on the date that Congress and the vice president were supposed to do the final certification. He ginned up this crowd by driving home the idea that we had won this election, you won this, and it's been stolen from you, and now you've got to stop the steal. And march down to that Capitol and stop the steal. What possible process would, quote, stop the steal, except to prevent Congress and or Mike Pence from fulfilling their constitutional responsibility?
We know about the language. You're leaving out the senator, the language to do it patriotically and peacefully.
Yeah, you know, you can throw in a line like that, Dom, but the fact is what he was doing was telling people, you've had this stolen from you, march down to that Capitol and prevent them from completing this.
Wait a minute. He didn't say that at all. He didn't say that.
He said your voice.
Well, your voice be heard. Pressure guys like you. You know, people we've had on, Senator, too, and I am, a lot of public figures can get into a lot of trouble now. I don't think you ever would, but any number on the Democrat or Republican side, if we're using the standard that you're putting forward, we give wide berth to the First Amendment for that reason here. And if you think the president was just saying those words to cover himself, okay, but anybody that I've heard says that this was not inciting a riot or anything of that nature. It doesn't rise to that level.
Well, that's where we disagree, Dom. I think when you put this all in the context of everything the president did and urging these folks, he knew he had an unruly mob. He knew he had people who were prone to violence. Most of them weren't, let's be honest, right? The vast majority of the people in that crowd were peaceful people. But he knew that it included others. And when he told them to march to the Capitol and stop the steal, I think that was certainly understood by them, and I think it was intended to be understood by them, that they should somehow try to intimidate or use force to prevent the final certification of the election for Joe Biden. And that's why it was timed for that day. That's why his speech was scheduled to finish at that time. And that is just beyond the pale.
Well, it was time for that day in order to protest, certainly, to have your voice heard loudly, to be there to show the outrage of this. But you're taking it to another level, though. You know, don't you have to have something on that day more direct to do it? But I wanted to turn your attention to these various county GOP and how they're reacting to this. What do you feel about that? What are they missing? They feel that you betrayed them because, after all, this is, particularly with close calls, you seem to indicate it wasn't a close call. This is a very political thing.
Yeah, well, look, I understand that most Republicans probably disagree with the conclusion that I came to. I don't think it's a good idea for the party to be deciding they're going to censure a particular elected Republican over a particular vote. And I think it sends a bad message to the many Republicans, even if they're in a minority, the many Republicans who do agree with what I've done here. But, hey, they can do what they're going to do. And, you know, that's what they'll do.
I think the difference, some of them have been over the line, like the guy who said, we didn't send you there to vote your conscience. But again, yeah, you know, this isn't just any vote. And I believe that you do vote your conscience each time, but you also look at the political implications of this and how your vote's being used with these others who I believe deep down, you know, and I have no way of knowing that you've had antagonism toward the president's style, Senator, from the very beginning, the 2016 election. And I get that it's different. And maybe you find it to be not effective for the conservative cause. You don't think that weighed in your mind, this was a culmination of all that versus anything tangible here? You're getting inside the president's mind versus the fact pattern of what he actually did on that day.
Well, the fact pattern, I think, is pretty damning. And, you know, it includes the fact that he took an awful long time to stop what he could have stopped very early on, even after he knew that Mike Pence had to be removed from the Senate chamber because mm-hmm. his life was in danger. A few minutes after that, he tweets out that Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what he should have done. Now, my goodness, your own vice president, the man who's been more loyal to him than anyone else I can think of every day for 4 years, his life is in danger, and the president is sending out a tweet that can only further antagonize the mob that's inside the Capitol at that very moment. Kevin McCarthy calls the president on the phone and says, hey, we need you to call these people off. You're the only one who can do it, but you can do it. You need to do it. They're breaking into my office. And he replies, well, I guess they're more upset about the election than you are, Kevin.
Well, that's hearsay, is it not? That was hearsay.
That is an account. You're right. That's not directly from Kevin McCarthy to us. But there is a woman who insists and has consistently said that that's exactly what Kevin McCarthy told her. So, it's one step removed. Even if you look at some of his tweets and some of his messages seem to be very supportive of this mob. And I think that's very, very problematic.
Well, why not take the McConnell approach rather than going down this road of impeachment? In other words, you could have condemned him in the way that you are here or in your own fashion. McConnell was more vocal about it. But he also said this isn't constitutional as far as impeaching him for these offenses. I am going to condemn him and I'm going to push back on him. And there's a battle over control of the party. What did you think about that route?
Well, but again, you know, McConnell and I came to different conclusions about the constitutional authority to do the impeachment. I disagree with him on this, and I'm not alone. Actually, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee agree with my interpretation that the Constitution does, in fact, authorize an impeachment trial of a president who's no longer in office. They voted against doing so because they decided they just didn't think that was a good idea. I thought it was important that we hear the evidence and have the trial. But I would also point out, Dom, this is not about some longstanding antagonism towards Trump on my part. I was a partner with Donald Trump routinely during his presidency. The tax bill, which was one of his biggest first priorities, I did more on that tax bill than anyone else in the Senate, worked with his administration, worked with the president. We worked together on the regulatory front. I was the guy that introduced the legislation to withhold money for sanctuary cities in lockstep with the president on that. So, we agreed on more than we disagreed on policy matters.
And well, on policy, I agree. But, I mean, you were reluctant, I remember, in 2016 to say you were going to vote for him.
And that's right. Yeah.
I think it's not policy, but I get it. It's two different men and his style and some of the post excesses of the election. I get why that you would object to that as McConnell did, but I don't see how you vote to impeach based on that. And that's my sense. I can't be inside and I trust what you're saying, but that's the way I see it. What are you going to do to try to win these Republicans back?
Well, what I'm hoping is that the Republican Party comes together with the realization that President Trump had a very successful administration by many measures. Most of his biggest success, I would argue, was traditional Republican orthodoxy, the tax reform, rolling right. back excessive regulation, rebuilding our defense, the rule of law, conservative judges, right? It was all the things that we have always wanted to do. This president was very aggressive about those things. He deserves credit for that. We should welcome, embrace, celebrate those successes. But we can't overlook what I think was unacceptable behavior after the election. And at some point, hopefully, we can reconcile those things and the party comes together. I will say Joe Biden is going to make this easier than it might have been to unite Republicans, because despite his nice words about unity, he is clearly governing from the far left. No interest in Republican input, no interest in bipartisanship.
Oh, without a doubt. I'd say parting to you, though, I don't see it now. Get things calmed down over the course of time. But the people that interact here that are Trump supporters particularly, and not those that are just a cult of personality, but, you know, for all the good things we've talked about, they're not going to forgive the, quote, establishment of the party if Trump is not a major player in this. And I don't see you thinking he can be a major player going forward.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think he still has a broad popularity among Republicans. That's a fact. And he could use that in a constructive way to build the party, to support good candidates. I mean, there's a lot he can do. I think he did discredit himself quite a lot in this post-election period. But, you know, people have found ways to redeem themselves in the past.
Senator, thank you. Thanks very much for your thoughts today on this big moment. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.